It's the Power Bop Show, KSCU Santa Clara, 10-year anniversary special today. It was 10 years ago, almost to the day, that I got my illustrious start on KSCU. Turn your mic on there, Mark.
Hey, what a day that was. I was just about to say that was a fabulous day.
I don't even remember the exact day, but it was sometime in January. It was probably, you know, first, second week in January. I got my official show, January 1998, on KSCU. You were my trainer, mentor.
Trainer, mentor, teaching you how to do the those carts. We were talking about carts earlier, weren't we?
Yes.
The 8-track carts, and those were, those were really old school. And that
old
wasn't
school.
Really too too much. It wasn't too hard to teach you how to, do one of those
stick
things.
It in and press a button. It's kind of like sex.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's simple, really. Yeah. Stick it in and press a button.
The irony of the situation, though, is I remember 10 years ago, we actually had a computer where you could put your playlists on the computer. But now, ever since, like, 1999, we've had to write things out that we play on a piece of paper and stick it in a box.
I think
That's a kind of step backwards. I don't know.
Well,
some genius figured out how to do a spreadsheet that tallied and logged everything that was ever played, and you didn't have to enter. You just put, the first few letters of the artist, and it would pull up the record, and you could do your playlist that way. I remember it was great, and then that disappeared. And now we have a computer with, like, spilled fruit juice on it, and dust, and picks up the internet sometimes.
We call that a KSCU-friendly computer.
Someday maybe we'll do computer playlists again. I don't know. But anyway.
You also have a MySpace profile.
I try to plug that. I put that up about a year and a half ago, a year ago or so. MySpace.com/PowerPopShow. And they can go to your page from there because you're one of my friends. Modern Mark. What's your tag on MySpace? Modern Mark?
Modern Mark Music. I'm doing music now. Okay. Yeah.
Check him out then, Modern Mark. He's a former KSU DJ. Hopefully we'll get you back on the air here.
I'd love to come back. I need to come back. I miss this place a lot. I miss doing a show after yours. And hopefully maybe... if management is welcoming to have me here, I'd be glad to do a show. I'm always here to help out, but it's not about me. It's about you. It's your 10-year anniversary show, and you do a wonderful show here.
It's all
you
about got me, damn it.
It is. It's I also like the 80s underground too as well. I tune in every once in a while during lunchtime.
Right on.
Man, you play some stuff I haven't heard since I was in high school. I mean, some really good stuff.
Cool. That's what it's all about.
I can't see the cool words over the air, but yeah, I mean, I don't know how you find or remember about all this stuff. I mean, you're like a walking encyclopedia of the 80s.
Oh, stop.
I'm serious. I remember when I was doing a show right after you, I used to do the tribute to Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
And you would right away know what band that was during the first 2 seconds. You go, oh, that's such and such band. And mention all the names of the band members. I'm like, how do you know all the names of the band members? Even one of them was a member of the Brady Bunch. And you knew that right off.
Robbie Wrist.
See, there you go. Without even looking at anything,
well,
ladies
that
and
little,
gentlemen.
That little power pop world is very insular, and it's sort of stuck in my brain, all the people in the power pop world. But
well, you're also a part of that world because you also are a member of the Spinning Jennies and the Well-Wishers.
There you go. Yeah, see?
And you've even gone to the what's it called? Every year is the International Pop Overthrow.
Right. And IPO.
Are you on one of those comps, by the way, that they issue out?
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
You're a man of great existence.
It's all a front. I just do the DJ. I do the DJ thing so I can play my music on the air.
Oh, man.
But we were talking about bits, and then being it's an anniversary show, I had the fortune or misfortune of being on the air right after 9/11, and I actually put my part of my show on CD here. I'm going to play. This is a broadcast on the morning of September 12th.
Oh, wow.
Check this out. And speaking of public service announcements, I'll just throw this little one out there on my own. In light of all the horrific events yesterday, one of the most frustrating things that I've kind of been thinking about is how helpless people on the West Coast must feel about a lot of the stuff going on in New York and Washington. And definitely one of the things you can do, and it's probably can't be said enough, is to donate blood if you can. And I heard reports on the news that specifically there's a specific shortage of type O blood that might be needed. So, I think I was talking out of my ass. I'm not even really sure I knew what I was talking about here.
Something that can at least be done.
Can I say ass on the air?
Being so far removed physically from stuff going on the East Coast.
I didn't know what I was saying. I was just...
Little plug. Public service announcement.
Oh, you felt like you had to say something.
That's the thing. It's like
important.
You're down here, and most of the time you're sitting here by yourself, and, you know, it's a very disorganized sort of thing. You just kind of come in and talk and say what's on your mind, and I didn't really know what to say. But that was the thing about 9/11, you know, those first couple of days. Nobody knew what was going on, you know, who did it, why it happened. It's a total surprise, like, and you just kind of get that. I remember that, you know, that first week, the collective thought was, oh, we got to donate blood because there's a huge blood shortage. And it ended up not being a big deal, but it's like the first few days you're thinking about, oh, God, there's a blood shortage because all these people. And the sad thing is they all ended up being dead, so they didn't really need that much blood because so many people died. But
yeah,
it was just weird being on the air. Yeah, that was so my show was on Wednesday mornings.
It's one of those situations where you really don't know what to say or what to feel, especially when you're on the air and you're on the other side of the coast. And
yeah.
It's like you feel like you need to say something, but I mean, really, what do you say? You know, when I first heard about it, to me, it was just like, oh, some planes hit a building, because I hadn't seen the coverage on TV yet. Someone was just telling me about it, like it was a big deal. I'm thinking, okay, so a plane hit a building. What's the big deal? But then I saw the coverage. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So I got to be on the air. Well, 9/11 was on a Tuesday, so it was on Wednesday morning.
Wow.
Just kind of.
Did you actually see the coverage before you came on the air?
It was on all day, you know, and the day before. Good times, though. Yeah, it's a really depressing show. I'm back to the music, moving up to 2002 with a release from the band Sloan. You may have heard them before.
I love Sloan.
To stay clean and dry. Learning to wipe yourself clean can be hard at first. Often moms and dads have to help with that for a while. When you first start trying to go to the potty, you may find it hard to get there on time. Some children wet or mess in their pants now and then before they really get used to going to the potty. Learning to stay clean and dry is one way to please your mom and dad.
Do you please your parents, Mark, when you stay dry?
Yes.
All right, it's the Power Bob Show 10-year anniversary. This band is playing tomorrow night at Britannia Arms in Cupertino. Special request for Mr. Modern Mark. This is Rubber Side Down. Go see him tomorrow night. What time?
9:30.
Britannia Arms, Cupertino. Rubber Side Down, local rock. The Power Pop Show, KSU. It's Rubber Side Down.
It's Friday night, so let's get on a plane. We'll fly down south, and then we'll go insane. Dance with the girls, get in a fight. We'll drink till we drop, or maybe go all night. Today
showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fags!
That's fantastic.
As much as I think Sean Penn's a communist, you got to give him props for nailing the role of Jeff Spicoli, cornerstone of the Power Pop Show.
I'm still waiting for that sequel to come out.
It's Liz Phair, everybody. I grew up thinking, what's good for one oppresses the other. It's my turn, my life, my way, my me. It made me crazy. I couldn't fight it. I couldn't wait to get away. It's a war with the whole wide world. It's a war with the boys and girls. It's a war and nothing's gonna change. And nothing's gonna change. It's sister and brother, mother and daughter, father, son, husband, wife thing. It's drugs, it's hunger, it's race, sex, and government. It's the Power Pop Show, KSCU 10 Anniversary Special. I'm playing my favorite records from the last 10 years, 2003, Miss Liz Phair right there. And right now, my favorite record from 2004 would be The Wild Hearts, Must Be Destroyed. Here we go.
Still believe in love. the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
It's Power Pop Show, KSU Santa Clara, your underground sound. You just heard two of my favorite records from 2004, sort of going chronologically over the last 10 years, 10-year anniversary special on the Power Pop Show today. Sleep Station, the name of that band, put out my second favorite record from 2004. Great album called After the War. And before that, the Wild Hearts, from their Wild Hearts Must Be Destroyed, which I'm pretty sure, I don't know my list in front of me, I'm 99.9% sure that was my favorite record from 2004. Great band, the Wild Hearts, one of the understated, underappreciated power pop bands out there. They're bigger in the UK, I think, than they are here, being that they're a British band and all that. What else in that set? We had some Liz Phair going back to 2003, her self-titled record, favorite of mine from that year. We had some local music from Rubber Side Down before that. Compliments of Modern Mark.
They're playing tomorrow night at the Britannia Arms in Cupertino. I always like to help support local music as much as I can. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, you're going to be bummed out looking outside the window, watching the rainfall. I think that kind of sucks. Go over to the Britannia Arms in Cupertino and see a good rockin' show.
Cool.
With Rubber Side Down. They come on at 9:30.
Rubber Side Down. Supporting local rock.
Right.
On KSU.
Once again, Jeff, happy 10-year anniversary.
Thanks, Modern Mark in the studio here, my trainer. I was a trainee, you were the trainer. You taught me how to be a DJ.
I taught
back
you
in
how
the
to
day.
Press play.
When did you first start on KSU? It was like 95 or something? 96?
No, way before that. It was 93, fall of 93.
Damn, actually. I was practically in diapers then.
Grunge just came out, yeah.
So you started in 93?
Yeah, I introduced the whole underground sound 103.3 FM to grunge.
Wow.
Yeah. That was good times back then. A lot of fun. Those are the glory days of KSU when everything was like modern rock on KSU.
Well, I got an email from some guy who used to be here like in the 80s, and he was asking me, I guess he moved out of the area and was asking if KSU was still the whatever. Like before it was the underground sound, it was something else. When did the underground sound come into play? It must have been like the early 90s.
Wow, I don't know. That's even before my time.
Yeah, it was the underground sound when I started here 10 years ago.
I was talking to EO about it a long time ago, and he said before they were doing modern rock, they were doing jazz.
Yeah. It was like Live 105 was Kit's Hot Hits. And the Quake. I have a tape or a CD of the Quake's final broadcast from 1987. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. And some listener sent me a speaking of old farts like us, EO, coveted EO, Decadance Show has been here. He's been here for 23 years now, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's been here for a long time.
I have a broadcast of one of his shows from like 1989. It's pretty funny. It's actually relatively professional sounding. I don't know.
Well, he's the man. You
DJs
know.
Were held in higher esteem 20 years ago and actually had to work and know what they were doing. But like some of us now. Anyway, 6:21 is the time. It's KSCU, the Power Pop Show here till 7, doing 10-year anniversary special today, just reminiscing. And
any thoughts on doing it? Maybe a possible 10-year anniversary Mr. Power Pop compilation?
I should do that. Actually, you know what I did? I'm on an email list that talks about music and a lot of Power Pop stuff, and I went through the rigmarole of listing my top 200 Power Pop albums, and I'm thinking about putting it on my MySpace page. I actually tallied 200 albums all in the Power Pop genre, which is a pretty tight genre. You know, you talk about melodically driven, upbeat, mostly guitar-based rock with hooks and melodies and harmonies. I mean, that's a pretty distinct definition of music, but that's, to me, that's what Power Pop is, and to most people, that's what Power Pop
is. What is that definition of Power Pop? When people ask you, what is Power Pop? What's the definition? You would say...
Well, I like to say when you can pump your fist along to it, but your mom also likes it at the same time, that's Power Pop. Here, this is Power Pop, everybody. It's not a surf. This will tell you what Power Pop is, all right?
Couldn't
It's Power Pop Show, KSCU Santa Clara, your underground sound 10-year anniversary of the Power Pop Show. I'm playing all my favorite records from the last 10 years, celebrating 10 years on the air. And that, my favorite record from 2005, and that would be Nada Surf's The Weight is a Gift. A fabulous record that everybody should own, whether or not you even like Power Pop. They're one of those bands that kind of straddles the indie genre and the Power Pop genre. A very talented band. Love Nada Surf.
How did you discover them?
Well, you remember that song Popular. That was their big breakthrough hit in 96.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then everything they've done since then has sounded nothing like that song, which makes them pretty cool in my book. My favorite, I saw them at Bimbo's a year or two ago, and I remember these two jugheads, these knuckleheads behind me kept saying, "Play Popular, dude!" You know, they're getting all drunk. And they kept going further and further in the set, and they weren't playing. They never play that song live, you know, because they hate it. And they just, you know, it's a crappy song, right? But right. The whole time, these knuckleheads, it's not a surf show. Play Popular. Dude, they're not playing Popular. We got gypped, man. It's pretty funny. The Wild Hearts, I mentioned. I played something before after the Wild Hearts. I don't know. I'm not even writing down my playlist today, being an inept DJ. But anyway, we were talking about Power Pop, and that last song by Nada Surf pretty much exemplifies it. And I think I tallied my 200 favorite Power Pop albums, and I'm going to put them up on my MySpace page. So people should check that out this weekend, myspace.com/powerpopshow. And speaking of that, I also got podcasts up there that you can download from recent shows. And I am archived back all the way over a year now.
Wow.
And today's anniversary show I'll have up there as well, so you can reminisce. I was going to play this, Mark, I did an interview with Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne back in 2003. And this was what was funny was they were still, you know, they got really big with Stacy's Mom. You know, they got kind of
I remember that song.
Modern rock band. But what was funny is that song didn't really take off for months after that record came out. But yeah. I bought the album right when it came out, and they had just kind of started publicity for it, and people kind of forgot who Fountains of Wayne were anyway. So I actually landed an interview with them. This is they were playing at the Fillmore the night of my show, and this is a little bit of it. This is Fountains of Wayne.
You are tuned to KSU 103.3 FM. Adam Schlesinger on the phone from the band Fountains of Wayne. How's it going, Adam?
Good, good.
Yeah, you guys are doing a show tonight up at the Fillmore, San Francisco?
Yes, the guy that's opening for us, Ben Lee, just informed me that we've officially made it now that we're playing the Fillmore. So I'm pleased to announce that we've apparently made it.
Wow. Well, that's good. I think you've probably made it in a lot of people's eyes. But is this the first time you played the Fillmore?
Yep.
And if I remember correctly, you were here not that long ago, last fall at a show at Slim's, right?
Yep, that's right.
And so you're on tour basically in support of the new album, which is a great album, by the way. It's actually number one.
Much.
It's number one here on KSU on our playlist.
Oh, awesome.
It actually has been for the last couple of weeks.
I have a tendency to talk more than the people that I'm interviewing, which is really... It's really embarrassing.
And
well,
see, every time I turn up the fader, it's me talking instead of him.
It's been well received, and I'm
blah 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 power pop power pop blah 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 blah. Hey man,
you're a disc jockey. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
You're my favorite band. Blah 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 blah. How's it feel? Blah blah blah. Poor guy, can't get a word in edgewise. Anyway, that was part of my Fountains of Wayne interview from 2003. 6:30 is the time. KSU's Brendan Benson.
The yellow sun in the sky whenever you walk. A little white lie written in your chalk. The red spot in your eye whenever you talk. Spit it out now. And at the end of the day when you kick back, you give all new meaning to the same crack. So many tiles you can't keep track. Start all over. What's on your mind?
you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen, listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
It's Power Pop Show, 10-year anniversary special. One of my personal heroes, Jeff Spicoli, a man who has much more to offer than any presidential candidate, as far as I can tell. So mark your vote for Spicoli in 2008. It's the Power Pop Show with the Fags.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I always wanted to do that, man. And I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Sliding out the bar, I saw you slipping out the back door, baby. Don't even try and find a line. This time is fine, darling, you're still divine. You try without me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to face it all, but you're so damn hard. Yeah, you're so damn hard. You're headed to your car. You say it's dinner with your sister, sweetie. But darling, look at how you're dressed. Your best suggests another kind of guest. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to beg it all, but you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn high.
another room to write in hot shot sugar. I could have swore you said before, no more for sure what I believe you for. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad honey for traffic law, but you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. Well, you're so damn hot. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're so damn high. Yeah, you're so damn high. Oh, you're so damn high.
Yeah, it's Power Pop Show, KSCU. Your underground sound. It's 10-year anniversary show. Sorry, Mario, I keep turning your mic off. Try that one more time.
It's okay. Congratulations, my friend.
Yes, thank you. We're in the studio here, Modern Mark.
Thank you for having me.
KSCU really DJ. DJ extraordinaire, my mentor here at KSCU back in 1997, trained me to be a DJ. He's come back to hang out. I was trying to... I don't have any really lascivious memories of KSU in particular. There were a couple, like, yeah. Remember I did one show, like, my first or second quarter here where the fire alarm went off for 2 hours and didn't stop. That was fun.
Nothing much happens down here.
I do have a funny memory. I think it was my first or second year. I was on from 6 to 9 in the morning on Wednesdays. And for a couple of quarters, there were... these two clowns that were on from 3 to 6 a.m., I think it was the only time they could get a show because there were a couple like stoner kids that just wanted to have a radio show so they could impress their friends or whatever. But half the time I come in, they'd be sleeping and there'd be like a comp on or something. I remember one time I came in, there was some like reggae comp on or something and they were crashed out on the floor. It was totally, the lights were out and they were like sleeping during their shift. So I came in, the sound was all turned down. I came in.
Yeah.
Crank the volume on the monitors all the way up to 11, man. They like shot up like you thought like a bomb went off. It was hilarious. They were sound asleep and I cranked the volume to wake them up. They just like, what's going on, man? I was totally scared. After that, I don't think they had a show. It was pretty funny. Oh, just come in here like tripping over bongs and stuff. Hey, guys.
That's
a good time. They're the Morning Zoo. The Morning Zoo. That's what they were called.
I remember that show.
And
yeah.
They always put on comps and slept. Because they were on from 3 to 6. Yeah, it's good times.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it is the Power Pop Show, 10 years and running here on KSCU.
Yes, congratulations, Mr. Power Pop. Wonderful show you have running here. I hope you stick around for another 10. I really hope so.
I'm going to try to beat EO's record. DJ EO has been here since 1983.
He's the man. He's been here.
So I figured if he can make it that long, I can probably make it that long.
He also has a huge following too.
Yes, he does.
He's got a really successful show. Yep, really good show.
Anyway, well, we're all online now, so go to myspace.com/powerpopshow. I got podcasts, I got playlists. I'm going to put up the top 200 Power Pop albums of all time. I'm going to list that this weekend. So, and check out Modern Mark Music while you're there.
Thank you. I'm doing electronic music now.
Sweet. Yeah. Any gigs? Are you gigging?
I'm not gigging. It's just going to be I'm going to have my first debut album coming out sometime next fall.
Cool.
Yeah. So
we'll plug it. When it's out, bring it over and I'll play it.
Would you really?
Sure, why not?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Even if it's not Power Pop, I'll play it.
Okay.
Anyway, 6:45 is the time. Playing a few of my favorite records from the last 10 years. This one's from 2 years ago by the band Damone. Enjoy. Enjoy.